How many of you have noticed that intimacy can be playful? Literally, playful. You're laughing, playing with each other, just having a great time. And not just when new lovers are getting to know each other, but even with partners who've been together for decades. Intimacy can be playful. How have you been developing your relationship? If you've messed it up, you can, with the help of God, clean it up. Let God do the part that only He can do to clean it up. And you can still get back to being playful with each other. The Blooms feel that if people could recognize the true value and the benefit of intimate experiences to their relationships, they'd raise their priority for intimacy to the highest rungs on the ladder, as I said before. Now, here's the thing. Those couples would actually rearrange their priorities, even if that meant redirecting some of the time and energy that they give to other areas, such as work, TV, time spent on electronic devices, and time spent engaged in activities that don't provide the degree of fulfillment and enrichment that deep, meaningful connection does. Now, that brings us to the point that I wanted to share with our church leaders. We know that life with God is very, very important. And it is important for the individual. It is important for the church as a whole. Therefore, of course, it's important for local congregations. We can be strengthened. In fact, we are strengthened, especially when those who are sincere connect with those who are sincere. There can be such a strengthening, but a lot of us have noticed that even when there is a lot of corruption in the local congregation, when there are still people there who genuinely love God and worship Him in spirit and in truth, His power still moves and He still accomplishes things. And so our lives as Christians on the individual level and our lives as Christians on the corporate level, the congregational level, are significant. And there are things that we do in order to dedicate ourselves to that service. But what we need to keep in mind is that we've got to have balance in our lives. This is the very point that I wanted to get to when I was telling you last week that when I discussed the power of intimacy on Sunday, that there was something in particular that I wanted to share with church leaders, because this is something that has been on my mind, on my heart for years. And I decided last week that when I addressed this topic today, I would bring this up today. Church leaders especially, but also those of us who follow the church leaders, need to realize that church attendance is not the only way for us to show that we are faithful in our Christian lives. We need to be faithful with regards to our church attendance and what we do there, making sure that we're doing all that we do for the glory of God and not for our own glory. But we also need to make sure that we're being faithful to our families and attending to our families, to our spouses and to our children, whoever lives with us, grandparents, whoever lives with us. We need to make sure that we're also being faithful in those relationships and in our service to them, to each other. Because actually, when we talk about faithfulness to groups, when we compare faithfulness at home to faithfulness at church, God puts the priority on home. He lets us know that when it comes to serving, we should be serving first and foremost those in our homes. And so I'm saying that to say this. Very often, congregation members are going to do for the church, at the church, in the church, what is promoted and pushed. And so if we have five different services each week, a lot of members are going to try to attend all five of those services, even when that means something else has to suffer, when other relationships have to suffer in order for them to make all those services. Maybe you only have four services, only three, whatever the number of services. And then you have committee assignments. You have all these various responsibilities and duties for the church that require that you spend time and energy preparing for this meeting and preparing for that meeting, and then going to this service and attending that service. Remember, one of the things that the Blooms pointed out is that we've got to have time and energy to be intimate with each other, to develop our relationship as fully as we should. That means church leaders, as leaders who want your families to be healthy, especially married couples, you really need to be emphasizing to them the importance of spending quality and quantity time with each other, And either you have fewer services so that people don't feel obligated to come, or if you're going to insist on having all those services and having people serving on all these different committees, then make it clear to them that you do not require that they are attending all of them. You and your spouse should be setting the example of building a beautiful relationship with each other. The relationship that most typifies the relationship that the Lord Jesus has with his bride, the church, is the relationship between husband and wife. That one should be receiving priority. That should really be done right. So don't make the members feel guilty if they're not showing up for every service. Don't browbeat them. They need time and energy to cultivate the relationships at home. Husband and wife, parents and children, siblings. All of that needs to be well cultivated, and they shouldn't have to be making time to do that. Husband and wife get together at 12 and 1 in the morning because there is no other time to get together. They've got to have time to clean their homes so that they can enjoy their homes and truly rest, be refreshed, relax with each other. Think about that, leaders. Think about changes you can make to make it easier for your families to develop strong, beautiful family relations, beginning with those married couples. That is one great way, leaders, that you can let some of life's best moments come through you. The best of success to you as your families get stronger, and as a result, your church gets stronger.